This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, tonight, let's do what we normally do, and that's go do a little consulting when it comes to matters of combat preparedness, combat speed, combat skill, combat pistol craft. And that would be with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill. How are you, man?
I'm good. I guess I'm wondering, and I want to have this discussion more for the listener than I do for myself, just so you know.
Okay.
Because some people, I like the other night in Washington, D.C., when we saw all of those non-combatants that went to the MAGA rally. Antifa waited on them until most of them had gone away, and then they went after the people that were left over, the older people and the people wanting to eat. And, you know, hey, I'm in Washington, D.C., let's look around a little bit. They went after them.
Right.
Most of those people were very poorly prepared for any sort of aggression, weren't they?
Pretty much. And, you know, it's actually sad, from my viewpoint. The majority of people are just seem to be conditioned, or another way to describe it would be civilized to the extent that they no longer think to prepare to be able to provide for their own safety.
Right.
It kind of blows my mind. But that's what happens. Another perspective is those that were responsible for, you know, holding the event should have seen to it that whatever security was provided was in place until everybody was dispersed.
Right.
I totally missed that part. It's like, Wouldn't that be considered common sense?
Yeah, I think it would. But then, you know, this is the thing. I don't know of anybody like me, like you, that would go to a demonstration where Antifa and BLM is going to be to begin
right.
with. I certainly, if in the event that we were going to go to something like that, my thinking would be that we were going with the purpose of our purpose going there would be to engage them when they showed up, because otherwise we just wouldn't go. If we're, you know,
right.
we're trying to stay out of trouble, we're not going to go where the trouble is. So if we go there, then obviously we are looking for the trouble. And
I like your train of thought, man.
You like that? So what do you think? I mean, is this something the modern demonstrator? I'm all for peaceful protest, which is not something we currently have. Anybody that thinks they're going to go do one, if they're not prepared for hostility to occur. But, I mean, most people there, Like, I found the hard way that I really like wearing knee pads when I'm training because my knees have no cartilage in them at all. It's just bone on bone. So if I'm going to kneel, I need some knee pads. And I saw a lot of people there in shorts and, you know, walking around like they were tourists and not in an area where hostility might occur. Is that a shortcoming or is that just part of that whole civilized outlook that most people have?
I would say it's symptomatic of social conditioning.
Yeah.
Because the people that I come into contact with and know, grew up with, worked with, don't think like that. So for me, it kind of boggles my mind that people don't even think about providing for their own safety and security, no matter where you're at or what you're going to be doing. That's just out of the sheer sense of the survival instinct. How do you not be prepared to take care of yourself no matter where you're at or what you're doing? Kind of blows my mind.
That is the key question, isn't it? That is the key question. So I wonder, because obviously, you know, Antifa shows up. They're strapped, you know, to the degree they can be in whatever locale there goes. When we get back, I want to talk about, and let's just talk about it from the standpoint of the regular, normal person out and about, since Antifa pops up in a few places, sometimes unexpectedly, most of the time not. Most of the time they're confined to their own blue backyard. But sometimes they like to pop out and go forth and play, and there's nothing wrong with it. But let's talk about, one, how somebody in a place like Washington, D.C., where they do have shall issue, but I don't know the rules to that. I'll look that up while we're in the middle of the break. But they do have shall issue, but I don't know if there's any rules that are sort of strict about concealed carry.
Right.
And take it from there, and then let's take it from the standpoint of being in a place where guns are frowned upon to a place, you know, like where you're at in Florida, where I'm out in South Carolina, where gun carriers are just, you know, they're like weeds. We're just everywhere.
Sure.
Sent my slide off to P&H Precision Weapons Systems.
Okay.
My Glock 45 slide. I'm getting an optic put on it that will complete it. Although I may. And have you ever shot a Glock with an agency arms trigger in it?
As a matter of fact, I have not. I have handled a few of them and dry fired them, but I've never live fired the gun.
I'm thinking I might change that, and I think that's going to be it. I might change that. As good as the Gen 5 trigger is, I'm thinking I might change that simply because it's flat and it has less take up and it feels more like a 1911 trigger.
So. But it's you're talking about just replacing the trigger shoe and not the OEM internal parts? Or is this like a agency trigger job?
No, I won't be, you know, I'll order it and it'll come to me and I'll stick it in there. I don't know.
Okay, cool.
I wasn't paying attention during my gunsmith classes. I'm sorry.
Okay. So it's just basically a trigger group.
Yes. Yes.
Agency arms trigger group.
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Let me know how that works out for you, man.
Yeah. I want to see how that, because, I'm going to try to make my Glocks feel more like 1911s.
Well,
just to see how far I can go. I know you don't have to. Let me tell people how to find you.
Crack the code on that. Let me know.
Yes, sir. I know. Super Dave is a 1911 man from Furback, but now he is a Glock 45 guy. And you can find him at combatspeed.com, and you can find his current doings as he rehabilitates from the. I mean, he's just about rebuilt. You can find him on Dave Harrington at Facebook, and you can find him here. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. what's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Here we go!
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're talking about overall preparedness from your shoes to what's in your pockets and all this other stuff. And there's no better person to discuss that with than Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. So let's start with our first prototypical kind of person, male, 40 to 60 years old, not a gun carrier, not really a combatant per se, but he is going to go to a MAGA rally in an area where Antifa are present. What are some things that he could carry in his pockets that would make his, that might be force multipliers if he used them in the proper way?
Well, the first non-firearm weapon that comes to mind is a quality blade. However, it takes a little bit of psychological preparation to be cutting on other human beings with a sharp instrument.
Right.
But, you know, worst case scenario, if that's all you have to, you know, and you want to survive bad enough, you know, you'll figure it out in short order. But what I would, the first thing that immediately comes to mind, besides any type of, you know, weapon, edged weapon, mace, pepper spray, that type of stuff, is your clothing. You need to, from a security standpoint, your clothing, you should think of your clothing more along the lines of your protective, you know, your first line of defense, so to speak. You know, don't wear flip-flops. Wear, you know, shoes, you know, good quality shoes that provide, you know, support and encompass your ankles. The type of material of your pants, you know, blue jeans versus a pair of slacks. Do you wear a belt? And if you do, one thing I'd like to point out about my belt specifically is I have a 38-inch waist, but I have like a 48-length belt. And that is simply to provide me the opportunity to strip my belt off, take maybe 1.5-2 wraps around my hand and use it like a mace.
Right.
It's the little things that you can do. Just having a short pencil.
What about a flashlight?
Flashlight, very easy. But in respect to a flashlight, how are you thinking of using it as a defensive weapon?
Well, I would grip it in my hand with the bezel. Yeah. If I have one of these little itty-bitty tactical-type flashlights, I'm going to grip it with the bezel coming out of one side and hopefully the cap that holds the batteries coming out of the other side. And I'm going to use it. I'm going to be, like, doing some looping things to where I'm colliding with them with the bezel or the other part, sort of like a Yawara stick of the old comic book days.
Yeah.
So I'd be using that. And, I mean, you literally could use anything that is stiff and can withstand the impact that way.
Right.
Never had a Kobutan. I see lots of people with them, even today, with them on their keychains, but I never think too much. What about non-lethal things like, have you ever seen the Mean Gene Hot Tamale? Do you know what that is?
I have no idea.
Mean Gene makes a change purse, right? That you fill it with change, and then it folds and snaps on itself. But if you unsnap it, it becomes basically a coin-filled sap.
Right. Okay. Pretty trick.
Yeah, you could tap a couple of people with that. I guess you're looking for something to where you can. Is the mindset here that if you are surrounded by a bunch of people and you tag one of them and cause some damage, based upon what we know of Antifa, which are not exactly, they're not exactly Audie Murphy types, is that going to give you them enough pause where they're like recalculating for you to get out of there, do you think, or what do you think?
Man, I would like to say I would agree with that, but the problem is you can't, because you never know, you know, the general makeup of Antifa and BLM respectively are criminals.
Right.
Unless
they sworn. You know,
yeah. And, you know, when you have an unquantifiable body of people that, you know, you just cannot underestimate on any level, you know, they're potentially capable of anything. I wouldn't think in terms of damaging one for an effect on others. I would just keep damaging one at a time until there weren't any more or I'm done.
If people are going to go to these things, if they're going to go to these demonstrations and everything, which is fine, I don't go to a demonstration because I'm afraid of what might happen and what I might do in response to it. So I don't go. Because the best gunfight is the one that you don't go to. But if you're going to go to one of these things, should they get in their head, this could get rough. This is not an afternoon. It's not a day trip. I don't need to just bring my. I mean, a lot of people bring those nice water bottles that are made out of metal that have a nice stout handle on them. I bet you could swing those as like a melee weapon, couldn't you? Especially if it's got some water in it. Yeah. And that's what it boils down to. It would become the necessity being the mother of inventions with whatever it is you had at the time, and it would just be limited by your imagination, wouldn't it?
What is immediately available in your area?
Right.
You know, I'll snatch a antenna off a vehicle and wear you out with it.
Yeah. Coming up on the next break, combatspeed.com, a work in progress, is Dave's website as he's convalescing right now. It's just sort of sitting there waiting for him to get up. But he's ahead of the curve, and you could find out how far ahead he is in the curve by going to his Facebook page, Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States will reduce forces in Afghanistan and Iraq in the coming weeks.
January 15, 2021, American troops in both countries will go to 2,500 personnel.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien talking to reporters. O'Brien continues.
Those troops will defend our embassies and the other agencies of the U.S. government doing important work in those countries. They'll enable our American allies in their important missions in those countries. They'll defend our diplomats, and they'll deter our foes.
Rockets were also fired at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad moments after the partial withdrawal announcement was made. Senators had a chance to question Twitter and Facebook CEOs on Tuesday. Republican Senator John Kennedy putting it this way.
But you're censoring right and left, trying to make both sides happy, and you're making neither side happy.
This is USA Radio News. One of the nation's biggest parties will look different in 2021. City of New Orleans spokesman Bo Tidwell saying during next year's Mardi Gras, the iconic parades will not be allowed to roll.
I want to be very clear. Mardi Gras 2021 is not canceled. It is going to look different. We know that what we celebrate next year is not going to look like it's looked at any other year.
Tidwell continues.
This is going to be a completely different year for us. It's going to be a different year for New Orleans. It's going to feel different. It has to be different. Given the public health emergency that we face, given what we know, we can't proceed as if nothing has changed.
Union Pacific Railroad is planning on giving roughly 31,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus next month. The Ohio-Nebraska-based railroad company saying on Tuesday the bonuses will cost the company around $37 million. Railroad officials saying all employees who have worked at least 30 days during the pandemic will receive bonuses for helping keep the railroad moving during the virus outbreak. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, we've talked about the person who's just going to the demonstration, and he's sort of a non-combatant, probably doesn't have the mindset. He's going to have to adopt it pretty quick on the fly. Let's talk about the concealed carrier. Let's start with the first concealed carrier who was not going to the demonstration per se, but maybe he's in the general vicinity of that because he's, I mean, in my case, I like to go out with my family and hang out with my grandchildren and everything else, and that's when I go down to places where there might be a crowd. And I carry everywhere I go. So as a concealed carrier, besides the very obvious, which is trying to, avoid trouble, what should I be doing while all of this is going on? Let's presume that I have the gun and I have multiple spare magazines and I probably have a blade, flashlight, a few other things.
Okay, well, first of all, man, what I'd like to put emphasis on is the simple fact that the local laws in your area as it pertains to your permit, and which, you know, is your authority to be carrying. Like, for example, here where I reside, it's you're not allowed legally to be at a large, you know, human gathering event with a weapon. Now, depending on the level of security at the event, you're still going to have to make the conscious decision to break the law to do that. I just want to, you know, shine a light on that real quick. You know, you're going to execute or, you know, suffer the consequences of your decisions and actions. But now getting to your question, the first thing that I always do whenever I carry, which is pretty much all the time, and yes, I knowingly break the law from time to time, depending on, you know, what errands I have to run, but I'm willing to accept responsibility for that because I would rather have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Right.
But you have to be willing to, you know, accept the consequences of your actions. The from a mental standpoint, you have to be able to project your awareness and pay attention, you know, actually pay attention to what's going on around you 360 degrees. But to what extent are you going to project your awareness? Like, for example, you are the center of the universe. Then in a manner, kind of in your mind's eye, you're in the center of, you know, concentric circles. What is your, like, alert distance? At what distance, you know, 20 feet, 30 feet, what? Are you going to take action or consider, you know, your decision-making process in respect to taking action in respect to an actual threat? But you have to make that, you have to come to that conclusion first.
Right.
Then what are your, do you have any contingency plans? How well are you capable of continuously evaluating the terrain you're in and use it to your advantage? Do you know how to do that? Do you know how to use the terrain to your tactical advantage?
You know, in an urban setting,
right.
And I'll give you an example. In an urban setting, in an urban setting, I would try to put that, you know, first thing I'm going to do at 30 feet, I'm going to be trying to go indoors. Try to get everybody that's with me indoors out of the way. Let them march down the street, be whatever they are, do whatever they want to do.
Right.
As long as they don't follow us, they're good to go. If there is no indoors, I need to find something where I both know they are not behind me, but at the same time, I can continue to go if I have to. I don't want to find something that is a block off to where, okay, they can't, I've got this at my back, but I got nowhere else to go except through them now.
Right.
And, you know, beyond that, maybe I can climb some stairs and get to a little bit higher point than they are, you know, like a parking garage or something. There's a few things to be done, but I mean, I guess mainly it's to try to stay out of their radar and move out of their way before they get close enough to begin to do a little mental calculus.
Absolutely. But let's rewind to that simple question of what are you willing to do to another human being to survive? You got to get that part down first.
Sure. Are you asking me or?
No, I'm just in general.
Right.
Just kind of addressing that point of interest.
Right.
I mean, you may find yourself being required or able to do nothing but bite their throat out. Well, can you do that? You got to, you know, just take it into consideration. Violence is violence. And when people are, you know, actually unknown, or known criminal personalities that are trying to do violence against you, you have to respond with a level of violence that is well above theirs if you're going to, you know, hurl that obstacle.
Right.
And that's where
I refer to that as meeting violence with hyperviolence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's an excellent way of describing it. But, you know, our sense of fair play, so to speak, you know, the fair fight, the one that everybody wants to be in, which there's no such thing.
Right.
But, you know, it's just the way it is. No, you know, you punch me, no, you punch me first kind of a thing. Typical, you know, kind of junior high, high schoolish mentality towards violence isn't going to cut it.
Well, I mean, I would go so far as to say if somebody gets out there and they're like talking about how they're going to clean your clock while they're looking around all their friends and everything, if there's a 2x4, you sort of tag him in the head with that one, and right. That's the fight. If
exactly.
He didn't, I mean, that's the fight. I mean, and don't worry about it being dirty or anything, because the primary thing is to win. So anyway, we're coming up on the next break. Super Dave is currently in the middle of a convalescence. He is, and he's ahead of the curve, which I told him he would be. And he's about, you know, he rolls around on the thing he calls the death scooter. Which I just love the description of that. But anyway, you can check him out. If you want to check his day-to-day, well, you need to go to Facebook and look for Dave Harrington, H-A-R-R-I-N-G-T-O-N. And if you want to go check out his website, that's combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC about what to do, how you should be dressed if you're going out into the world today, especially in some of these hot spots. And so I guess the last person to talk about is the gun carrier who just, he's sitting somewhere, maybe he's having lunch or whatever, and he sees some of these attacks like we saw in D.C. Is this gun carrier, I mean, with certain gun carriers, you know, when you look at them, there's a moral sense of things that, and you hear about this sometimes, where they will see an attack occurring and they intervene in this. Can you see yourself getting involved in something like that, where you saw like an old couple getting beat up by a bunch of black bloc wearing thugs? Would Super Dave get involved in that?
Absolutely, man.
And watch your language, man. Watch your language.
I would not stand by and watch something like that take place without interjecting.
Now, that point where normally we would be sitting here going, you know, we really need to avoid this at all costs. Now we've made a conscious decision to get involved to a certain degree. Is this going to be a full commitment until the threat is over with, or what would you think?
You mean having made the decision to interject myself into that type of circumstance?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I would follow through until there was no more work to be done.
I think it's important to point out that when Dave talks about doing work, what he's talking about is engaging somebody in a and the problem with you or anybody else that has that background or any degree of that background is when we do work, we're basically talking about some version of combat, of armed
Correct.
Combat.
Absolutely.
And now the tables have turned, and the combatants on the other side have now met real combatants. They've now met specialists in hyper-violence that are going to show them something they really didn't know that they didn't want to see, aren't they?
Right.
After that is done, after that's done, and I mean, you know, what should we do?
Well, I would like to say this about that.
Yes, sir.
What is, you know, generally, you know, when I was brought up, you know, I just turned 60, so when I was brought up, you know, I know and understand what my responsibilities are as a responsible citizen. I think that's been lost or buried more likely by the social engineers. But good conscience, what constitutes good conscience? I mean, how can you stand by and in good conscience watch, you know, that type of thing under these circumstances transpire without doing anything about it?
Well,
but then because the local, state, or federal authorities have not put a security mechanism in place to prevent this type of stuff from happening, and then putting it on my shoulders as a citizen, then how am I going to be treated legally for satisfying what I know to be my civil duties, as well as, you know, just my compassion for fellow human beings? You see what I mean?
I do.
It's almost like a catch-22. You know, the government doesn't want to do anything about the violence, but then they're going to prosecute you when you do it.
That was the thing.
I
don't know. It makes me think things, Dave. I probably shouldn't say them out loud. It makes me think that I should hit and run is what it makes me think.
Okay, well, that's an excellent tactic. But, you know, the what-if thing is, you know, it's a monster. You got to be careful with it. You know, the best thing that you can do is read the circumstances, come to an immediate decision and take action as soon as possible, and let the chips fall where they may. What else are you going to do? You know, I'm not going to stand there and talk myself out of it because I'm concerned about being prosecuted.
Right.
But coming back to your original statement earlier, you know, if I go to an event like that, the only reason or purpose that I would go to an event such as that would be to lump some people up that need it.
And that's when we go looking for trouble. And that's really the problem.
Well, that's what they're going to say you're doing or have done. You know, I could go there with every intention of providing, you know, a level of security, you know, the people in my immediate area. But would you really want to do that in the first place? I mean, that's, you know, it's taking risk. And, you know, can you cash the check when it's time to pay up?
I think if I was sitting there and I saw a bunch of people that clearly could not defend themselves, being attacked, and the problem with an attack, the problem with any self-defense situation is you don't know where it's going to end. You know, are they just going to slap them around? Are they going to try to beat him to death? I don't know.
Right, exactly.
If they look like they're pretty serious about it, I don't have the luxury of time of getting out there and saying, well, do I want to flip a coin and see if I'm going to get involved? I either got to do it or turn my back and walk away. And I just don't think I can turn my back.
And I totally get that.
Yeah, in my moment, I guess I'm sort of going to say, okay, haven't played 52 pickup in a while. Let's see if I'm any good at it anymore. And then go. And as you say, do work.
Right.
So.
Because the one thing, you know, when you talk about these types of circumstances, one thing that I'll never forget, I can't forget, is remember during the Rodney King riots and that one yep. dude was, that truck driver was already beat down.
Reginald Denny.
And that dude smacked him in the head with a brick.
Yep.
I mean, how, you know.
How beat does he need to be to make a point?
Right.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, I don't understand how somebody could do something like that.
Well,
my mind, I just want to compute it.
I know.
But the answer or the response would be the same, if not higher level of violence applied against that specific individual. That'll take care of that problem.
There you go. We're about to run out of time. We'll continue to explore this as this goes on. I don't think it's going to go away. I think we're going to be seeing some urban stuff here shortly. And I'm going to be picking Mr. Harrington's brain along the way as I work on my skill set here. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bill. Take
care.
You
betcha. You betcha. Yeah. Hour number two is inbound, and when we get back, we're going to talk about a couple of stats and a couple of other things, and then we are going to start weighing in on stuff. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.